Hello, people. Welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. This is Emmanuel.
And I'm Oduwani Femi.
I'm Chimgo's Dream.
And I'm Bulu.
How are we all doing? How was our weekend?
It's been a rainy weekend.
Rainy weekend.
Flooded
and rainy
weekend
new
as well.
Week.
No, it's the blessings of the Salah.
Okay.
Amen to that.
Is the flood part of the blessings?
Yes. Let's go and Google flood in Lagos.
Is the warnings of the prophet to everybody in Lagos. You should stop throwing plastics in the drainage.
Okay.
Yes.
Share people will hear.
Yes. So stop throwing plastics. Plastic cups, plastic bottles of water.
Nylon bags, put in your pocket, take it home.
But this rain has been on since Thursday.
Yeah.
Since Thursday, and it's been falling every day.
Yep, and several parts of Lagos is flooded, mega city in the mud.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, of course, we can easily blame people for throwing plastic, but that's just one side of the story. The other side of the story
is the ocean trying to reclaim back its territory.
Ocean, so now... Wait, I must start speaking pidgin. The flood got to where I am. Well, and I can't say I'm close to the ocean.
Very far.
Close to a river.
It doesn't matter. Honestly.
It doesn't matter.
Honestly, but I don't know. The government should be doing more to make sure the drainages are effective. We had an environmental sanitation system. There are so many things. Like, if anybody wanted to buy Nigeria right now and he sees the things that are going, he would decide not to buy again.
Or he'll find things to beat the price.
Find things to beat the price down so you can buy it for a given price.
Or ask you to provide some interesting information.
But
like
in our
someone
defense,
that we know.
But in our defense, we've been seeing images from UK or flooding from UK.
Yeah, that's not in your defense.
it's not
that person's problem.
Okay, because you know we are saying like it's a mega city, this shouldn't be happening. Like,
I mean,
that's not
a regular occurrence for them. It's something that happens maybe once in a while when the rains are on a whole different level. Like this one, 3 days rain.
Yeah, but then
and Lagos is flooded.
This might actually be something we must start seeing globally.
Yes, we could see
something is not done about it because.
But think about it. Yes, you see globally, but Lagos will just be. See, we are lucky because when I was younger, they used to have this 7 days rain, when it just rained for 7 days, and I never saw a flood. But just imagine a 7 days rain. I mean, it's just a few days, and every year is flooded.
You're heading towards that.
You're heading towards that. So
no, I don't think so. Like, this 7 days is like you're sure that at least for 10 hours every day to rain.
It has rained today. It rained yesterday.
For 10 hours at least. Like, every day for that 1 week.
Mm. Every day.
Yeah. Okay.
You must have at least 10 hours.
Okay. So, but speaking about someone not buying Nigeria, I mean, you surely must have gotten that reference.
Yeah.
Like, you wanted to buy one of the biggest social media platforms in the world. Mm. And
you now pulled out.
He pulled out after stressing the life of the new... Is the new CEO and PTE?
The first time Elon Musk made this public, right? I just pitied the new CEO that... What will Parag do? He's under a lot of pressure.
Just few weeks or few days after he became CEO?
Yep. The whole thing started, and it doesn't even seem like Jack is even against the whole thing. It sounded like
he's actually not, because I've seen tweets where he was saying Elon Musk is visionary, like basically supporting the move to,
of course.
Right, but it would have been nice if he just showed interest in buying something, right? Elon Musk has caused
a lot of
disruption in Twitter. Right, raising some issues that they have to battle with. You get making the leadership less, what's the English? Like, they are not competent.
Like casting doubts on their competence.
Exactly.
So he raised the issues of bot accounts. Like, it's a big issue. And he wanted to know the amount of bots that were there.
But we knew it was wash.
Provided him with some, I think, most of the information that he needed.
Okay.
He actually provided him with...
So why is he now saying they are suing him to cut now? Because Twitter is saying, Baba, you must buy ammo.
After he requested this, requested that, they went ahead to provide him with like basic like information that he needed. And then at the end of the day,
no, pulled out.
Still doing
like he was acting in bad faith from the first.
Well, I want to know how it actually affected Twitter. Why are they suing? Apart from the fact that he wanted to buy, it's no longer buying.
So after all the ruckus, after all the noise, it, you know, the way capital markets work, any slight thing in the news affects their stock prices, their share prices. So if they hear that Elon Musk is pulling out and it actually goes through, it will look like, oh, Twitter is not this viable company.
Elon Musk saw something. That's why it's playing exactly. It so affects their valuation.
So
I just hope there's no connection between this and recent layoffs
in Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter has very, very terrible layoffs, and people are not able to cash out on their stock options.
Right. That's worse.
That is a very, very terrible thing. I mean, stock options is one of the things that tech companies these days used to woo you in, right? Your money can be, say, $600,000 in compensation.
No, you've been in the company for many years, and now you can't even have access to your stock option.
Say maybe that stock option out of that 600, say 400 is stock options, 100 is just your salary and bonus. So, but now it's time to cash out. For those that have even vested, like vesting is like
you've used the number of years
that you're supposed to use before you can ripe. Exactly, before it's ripe.
Gosh,
you can't still cash it out. So, but to be fair, Twitter is not the only company that's been affected this period. A lot of companies have been affected, and so somehow Binance is just swooping in for the spoils. I don't know how they're doing that, but they're swooping in for this.
Even FTX.
FTX too is also so. Some companies in the Web3 space are just doing massive stuff, right?
They're even buying companies.
They're buying companies.
They have something in reserve.
Making acquisitions at low valuations.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it. If it's me, this is the best time to pull out my check.
As if they are not feeling what is going on in the market right now. I just feel they have stuff in the reserve that they are pulling out.
They were just probably the best, better prepared.
Are
they better prepared or they just had more money than others?
That letter of the Y Combinator sent to its portfolio founders, right? He told them this is a good time for some people.
Yeah.
And these you have money. Companies, you get the money they have now, they are now buying for less for those that are feeling the heat.
So now, when you consider all that, I'm now wondering, what are governments seeing in the Web3 space that's making them launch? Last week, we had Sean Go on the blockchain. This week, we are seeing things on the blockchain.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So, you know, speaking of governments doing things. Just to clarify, Web3 and CBDCs, we can actually say they are in the same space because of one main proponent, which is blockchain. Exactly.
That's all we need.
Yes. So, Ghana today has, you know, began the... Was it? Okay. Let's just say Ghana has started, you know, the pilot phase for their CBDC that they are calling the
ECDs. Like in Naira.
Exactly. Just
ECDs.
just like the Naira. And
how would they pronounce it? You know, that Ghanaian accent.
In a way, I think I want to give it to Congo, to CAR, sorry. To CAR for going outside the normal.
Yeah.
Because everybody's coming with E something. Even China. Was it China?
Their own is ECNY. Or ENCY.
What's that?
CBDC.
So you're saying Ghana should have given
a different name,
right? Like Kofi or Mensa.
I don't want to call you racist.
I'll not be there when they are dragging. So Ghana, just like Nigeria has named its own Inera, Ghana is also naming its own the ECDI. But while the names might have a similar prefix now, the way they are going about the launch is quite different, and to be honest, I'll say what Ghana is doing is kind of more, maybe they learned from what Nigeria did wrong. So what they are doing is they actually...
What other countries did wrong, not just Nigeria, please.
Okay, so what they are doing is they are testing, the pilot phase will be tested in a small village called Sefui Asafo, located in Western North area.
Western North what?
Western North area in Ghana.
Okay, I thought I heard Western North Korea.
No, yeah. So the usage actually involves a contactless smart card, which is quite innovative when you think about it. And they're actually using this area because it is one of those areas that have the least amount of internet connection. So when you think about it, it makes sense. So not just open this thing to, because at the end of the day, the goal of this thing is financial inclusion, you know, making transactions easier, you know, bringing more people into the finance, when we talk about digital finance, bringing more people in, basically. So they took this to one of those places where they barely have those things to test it out and then take notes, see what's wrong. How is it not working well? And they're now bringing contactless smart cards. I don't know if something Nigerians will be familiar with is your carry card that you use on BRT. That's
Lagosians, actually.
Lagosians. That's what we call contactless smart cards. And when you think about it, this is actually a very forward-thinking way. Like, it's really simple. It's not as if you need to get one, be one, OG tech person to use this. I mean, using contactless smart card, you know, it's quite simple. That's not to say they don't actually have a mobile app like the eNaira, but this will actually help in facilitating that, you know, financial inclusion element of, you know, digital currencies. You know, think about it. You go to the marketplace, you want to use this, and you can just easily pay by, you know, touching
the card.
Yes, using the card, you know, with...
For one, I think going that route, it sounds nice to me, right? It is not just for the elite or people living in urban areas, right? So when you go and test this in that kind of environment, sounds like you really want to solve a problem from... You want to solve it among the people that actually have the problem. But I'm curious.
Not just call political points.
Right, or for the gram. So I'm just curious about how it would work, right?
Okay.
Is this still the same format of one CEDI is equal to one eCEDI? Like,
okay, yeah, so obviously with what we've seen with central bank digital currencies lately, it's usually... the digital currency having the same value as the actual currencies. So this is done by almost the same way stablecoins are done. You need to have a reserve, a cash reserve that can back that currency. So which means it will have the same value. So one CD still be the same as one ECD. So I think the question to now ask is not just to Ghana, but to all the countries that are actually launching these things, which is, I think, something that has always been eluding me for a while, which is, how is this actually different from the digital version of these currencies that we already have? Mm-hmm. Is it just by adding the blockchain element that makes it different?
Looks like it.
Yes, I think that seems like... And if it is just that, I think the only upside to it then would just be free transactions. That's the only upside to it, because the blockchain will help you facilitate those transactions instead of it going through all the amount of people your normal transactions will go through. You know, going through your MasterCard to your actual banks, they take their own and all those things. So blockchain, you know, eliminates, you know, all these. Yes. So, but then again, aside from transaction fees, what exactly is it? So, one thing I could think about is, what everybody launching CBDCs need to be thinking about is, the main goal of these things should be cross-border transactions, which, unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people have been thinking about. Though the what's it called now? There's a framework created, a global framework that actually facilitates transactions from one country to the other.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke about actually creating a uniform framework for CBDCs all over the world.
Mm.
And I think this makes sense. I think it's something every country should start looking into. Nigeria, Ghana, everybody launching CBDCs. How can we make these things, how can I send some money to someone in China like that? Fast.
Okay. Yeah. So I think we've really, really hit this topic, right? So, but I think the main issue here should be if a regulator or anybody close to the African Union, how do we make this thing work? Send the money within African countries.
True.
It's so terrible and terrible. So when you want to employ a global team, for example, you're always thinking of how do you pay these guys?
Mm.
I mean, TechPoint experiences it. Many companies experiences it. So those are the main issues. So for now, it doesn't seem like CBDCs are solving anything. Even if you say it's helping financial inclusion, is CBDC the best route to go?
Yeah, is it that there's no other alternative?
Exactly. So anyway, let's put a wrap on that. And this might be a good time to remind you that the Tema Elevate conference is really, really coming up close, July 23rd. And you come to learn about how to handle communications in a very, very, very top-notch manner with the aid of technology for your startup. And we'll be meeting a lot of top people in the communication space, in the growth space, in the marketing space, because let's face it, marketing, growth, customer service, they are all within the spectrum of communication. So yes, that's something the Nigerian government has not been able to communicate with us. How CBDCs are helpful. I don't see the use case. Please communicate it clearly or come to Tema Elevates on July 23rd.
We should tag them on Twitter.
Yes, we should tag them. They should come and attend the event. Let us know. Okay. But let's not go and put Tema in trouble. I think it's necessary. So yeah, just keep it in mind. Keep it in mind. Now, on another note, Kenya is up to something interesting. I think Kenya is featuring a lot in our podcast these days.
Yeah, yes. TechPoint Africa.
Mm-hmm.
People should credit me. Which one be
Take Yeah, Emmanuel is doing things.
Okay, so yes, power is this really, really painful thing in Africa. And I was watching this Steve Harvey shows, and he was showing his surprise at load shedding in South Africa.
I saw that video too.
You said
power is off.
They will take light. It's implied. Load shedding. Which one is load shedding? They'll just take your
light. So which one do we call the one that happens in Nigeria? Because the load shedding in South Africa is just for a few hours in a day.
But
the one that you don't see light for a whole week.
Blackouts.
Oh, blackout. No. It can't be blackouts because there's still light.
Sometimes it can be blackout too.
Sometimes it can be blackout. Yeah. Say the national grid collapses. Yes, but sometimes you will not see light for a whole week. And you know that the light is working. There's nothing wrong with the transformer.
They can give you like 10 minutes.
They'll give you for like 10 minutes.
So that you know that there's nothing wrong.
They just decided not to give you.
Yes. Just, but see, honestly, I like to hear what Kenya is doing with power. I mean, power is relatively stable in Kenya compared to most... compared to Nigeria, let me be very, very spot on with what I'm saying. But they're up to something about unit sharing or something like that. Jimmy Zimmer has details.
Yeah, so Kenya Power wants to allow users to share power. So you know how you can, you have data. I don't know if they do it in Kenya, but for Nigerians, we do it frequently. So you have data and a friend or family member want some data and then you can share with them. So they basically want to do that for electricity units. So when you buy electricity units from Kenya Power, they want you to be able to share with maybe your family, friends, someone that doesn't have electricity. But something else they want to do is, let's say you buy electricity units and you're moving houses. So you basically transfer it. So I assume that the reason they want to do that is that you can't transfer electricity meters. So maybe you just transfer from one house to the other. You leave the meter over here and then go over to the new house. So that's about it, what they want to do. And it's kind of,
that's quite, let's say,
funny or interesting.
It's really interesting. I think we need something like that in Nigeria. But
why?
Because I think
do we actually need bills in Nigeria?
I pay my bills, please. No, but what I think we would need in Nigeria is, instead of just the units, you should have like your own electricity profile, so that I will not come and take over your debt when I move into your house. So you have like your own profile that you can move into another meter, and then you just change
those profiles.
So if it's that you are owing, your debt will follow you to wherever you are going, so that another tenant will not come to your house and
come and inherit your
bill. And also for the transferring of tokens too. Maybe you are leaving, or maybe you are traveling out of the country. You want to jackpot? Can send it to your family member. Say, I still have 500 units.
Use it for me.
So I think something like that in Nigeria will not be.
So something like a SIM card for
Because anyway, I think I was asking, was it a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, why do I have to plug in the meter to actually check how many units? So why is there no app for that? Why can't I just check my app and see,
or even USSD,
how many, or USSD to check how many units I have left? Why do I have to? Or so what happens if I don't have light for a long time and I need to confirm that, okay, there's light, or I still have some electricity units left? So I don't know why, but apparently what they are trying to do, they've already given the go-ahead to a company that is developing the application. So I don't know if it's going to be similar to what I have in my head, where you can check for a lot of things on the app in addition to sharing. But to be interesting, maybe we can find a few Kenyans and ask them how it works, because Kenya Power is like one of the largest electricity distributors in the country, so it might be easy to find one or two people who are using it.
That makes a lot of sense. And the idea of a SIM card and a profile, I mean, that idea of inheriting hundreds of thousands,
makes zero buy sense. Market that you know nothing of,
makes zero sense.
Because when you now ask, they say, oh, it's the last tenant. I'm pretty sure that last tenant inherited
someone's
or the nonsense that the developer of the building did, if it was a new building.
Yes, new buildings. Just yes. Nifem is throwing shade at building we're currently
it's just annoying.
Yeah, so Chingu Zeng, you're the one that offended the rain. You said it hasn't rained for 7 days.
I've seen it though.
This flood is going to have different dimensions this period. I mean if you're outside, please try to stay safe, and
very important.
When you're walking, because one funny thing I noticed since all this flood issue is, you come to realize that, you know, everywhere is flooded. You won't know the difference between gutter.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, terrible on the ground.
I remember when were we coming, like we're coming back from the office one day, and you asked me why I decided not to step somewhere. It was not as if it was flooded, but I knew everywhere is like, you might just step somewhere and
you're gone.
Your leg will just enter out with your thighs.
And there might be objects that
exactly
enjoy you or something. Like already I was seeing videos yesterday, and some people are insinuating that a few people lost their lives to that rain. So I just hope it's not, it's not a lot of people that are losing their lives, because
it's really crazy.
All right. I don't know. If you're listening to this episode, we sincerely apologize for the sound of the rain. We are not in our studio. We are at home. Nobody came to give us ram meat, but we decided to just take the studio home with us, sort of. The rain has been, it's been funny, seriously. They promised us that, what is that thing that used to block out sound from rain again? I thought this house had it too. But it's fine. Please.
We apologize.
Yeah. We are sorry.
Enjoy the shower with us.
Yeah. And if you are out there and you want to bless our lives with a new sparkling new apartment, you can just reach me.
My why?
ERUWLSE@gmail.com.
Oh, you don't have to use your official email, Abi. Where are you?
No. You can still send it to Emmanuel@techpoint.africa. Please don't send me to my personal email. Hey, Joe, please send it to my Yeah, it's been a nice one. And I hope you enjoyed the episodes, all the stories from Elon Musk to Ghana and their CBDC. Then, of course, Kenya Power and their uni-sharing proposal, which I think is actually a very nice idea, even though there might be loopholes if that customer profile is not handled properly. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And let us know what you think. And you can tweet at us with the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast or send an email to podcast@techpoint.africa. And if you're listening to us for the first time, or you've been listening to us and you've not been sharing, which is a very, very bad habit, please
do better.
Do better, please. So, but where can you find this podcast?
Well, you can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, HiHat Radio, and anywhere else you get your podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.